our program. It's a couple of days before Christmas, and so we're just going to go over the Christmas story again. We're going verse by verse. Have your Bible ready. You'll get more out of it. As I mentioned, we're going to start with Luke, and we're going to go and then back to Matthew. Going to just go over the Christmas story once again. But before we do, make this message in song your prayer. Open my eyes that I may see glimpses of truth thou hast for me. The Bible says these things happen, and they are written for our admonition. Let's be admonished by this story in Luke chapter 1.
Open my eyes that I may see glimpses of truth thou hast for me. Place in my hands the wonderful key that shall unclasp and set me free. Silently now I wait for thee, ready, my God, thy will to see. Open my eyes, illumine me. Spirit
chapter 1, verse number 5, it says, there was in the days of Herod, the king of Judea, a certain priest named Zacharias of the course of Abiah, and his wife was of the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. And they were both righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord, blameless. Now, we need to comment on that, because it was a day and an age when there had been no open messages from God for 400 years. But individuals could still get in touch with the Lord. God has always had a remnant. And even though the religious world around them and the environment was anything but actually what God wanted, they're going through the motions down at the temple for 400 years, but they weren't doing what God wanted them to do. But we read of this couple They were righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord, blameless. Walking, we said, is a slow, steady progress in a predetermined direction, and they're walking in the direction that God wanted them to walk. Well, it says in verse number 7, they had no child because that Elizabeth was barren, and they both were now well stricken in age. Now, that's interesting, too, because all these years, Elizabeth wanted a child. We read in this portion of Scripture that Zacharias was praying that they would have a child, and they weren't getting their prayers answered. But in spite of that, they didn't quit. They didn't just wander off and say, well, I'm not going to follow the Lord anymore, like all kinds of people do today. They didn't. They just kept on walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord, even though it seemed like God was not answering their prayers. Well, it says in verse number 8, it came to pass that while he, that is Zacharias, executed the priest's office before God in the order of his course, according to the custom of the priest's office, his lot was to burn incense when he went into the temple of the Lord, and the whole multitude of the people were praying without at the time of incense. Well, they're going through the motions for the most part. But we read here in verse 12, something different happened. It says here, or actually verse 11, it says, and there appeared unto him an angel of the Lord standing on the right side of the altar of incense. And when Zacharias saw him, he was troubled, and fear fell upon him. And I think you and I would be the same way if all of a sudden we were standing by the communion table there at the front of the church and an angel appeared in front of it. I think that might get your attention. It certainly got him. Well, it says in verse 13, but the angel said unto him, fear not, Zacharias, for thy prayer is heard. Now, he's been praying. That's important. Thy prayer is heard, and thy wife Elizabeth shall bear thee a son, and thou shalt call his name John, and thou shalt have joy and gladness, and many shall rejoice at his birth. Now, that's interesting because they are all, both of them are far too old to be having children. Well, it says, goes on to say, the angel said, for he, that is John the Baptist, shall be great in the sight of the Lord, and shall drink neither wine nor strong drink, and he shall be filled with the Holy Ghost even from his mother's womb. And many of the children of Israel shall he turn to the Lord their God. And he shall go before him in the spirit of the power of Elias to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children. There's another interesting phrase. The Bible ended with a curse. It says God will either turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the children to the fathers, or he'll smite the earth with a curse. Well, we're living in wicked days right now, and part of the reason for that is fathers, even those who sit in our solid fundamental churches, those fathers, they don't have time to bring up their children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord, too busy out there trying to make money for themselves. Well, Zacharias gets the message from the angel, but he doesn't believe him, and says in verse number 18, and Zacharias said unto the angel, whereby shall I know this? For I'm an old man, and my wife is well stricken in years. Well, we get the angel upset now. It says, the angel answering said unto him, I am Gabriel, that stand in the presence of God, and am sent to speak to thee and show thee these glad tidings. And behold, thou shalt be dumb and not able to speak until the day that these things shall be performed, because thou believest not my words, which were fulfilled in their season. Well, he'd been praying. He'd been praying, and now the angel comes and says, we're going to do it for you. Well, he didn't believe him. And now, he was struck dumb by that angel. You know, if those of us today who don't really believe what God says to do were struck dumb, I don't think any of us would be talking to anybody. Well, verse 21 says, the people waited for Zacharias and marveled that he tarried so long in the temple. And when he came out, he could not speak unto them. And they perceived that he had seen a vision in the temple, for he beckoned unto them and remained speechless. It came to pass, as soon as the days of ministration were accomplished, he departed to his own house, and after those days his wife Elizabeth conceived and hid herself 5 months. Thus hath the Lord dealt with me in the days wherein he looked upon me to take away my reproach among men. Must have been an interesting time when Zacharias got home. He couldn't talk. He had to write it all down for her. And it was quite a story he had to tell. Well, it says in number 26 of the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God into a city of Galilee named Nazareth. Now he's on his way back. In verse 27, this time we read that the angel came to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, "Hail, thou art highly favored. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women." And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. Now, she wasn't troubled at his message. She hasn't got the message yet. She was troubled at the fact that he would come and talk to her. Who am I that God would send an angel to talk to me? Well, it says in verse number 30, "And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. And he shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end." Now she also asked the question. Mary said unto the angel, "How shall this be, seeing I know not a man?" And the angel answered and said unto her, "The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which is born of thee shall be called the Son of God." Well, the next thing we read, "And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she also hath conceived a son in her old age, and this is the sixth month with her who is called barren, for with God nothing shall be impossible. And Mary said, "Behold, the handmaid of the Lord, it shall be according to thy word." And the angel departed from her. Now, we don't read anything here about Mary being rebuked for asking the question, "How shall this be?" Zacharias was. What's the difference? Well, Zacharias had been praying and praying that they would have a child. Mary wasn't praying that she would have a child. Well, we read in verse 39, "Mary arose in those days and went into the hill country with haste into a city of Judea, and entered into the house of Zacharias and saluted Elizabeth." Now, why did she make haste all of a sudden and leave and go about 80 miles to visit with Elizabeth? Well, the reason she did that was the angel had just told her that Elizabeth was going to have a child in her old age. And so we have two miracle births here. And so she went to see her. It came to pass that when Elizabeth heard the salutation of Mary, the babe leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost. And she spake out with a loud voice and said, "Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. And whence is this to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me?" Keep in mind, we have a very old lady talking to a very young teenager here. And listen, she's got nothing but respect for this little girl who is now going to bring the Christ child into the world. And she goes on and says in verse 44, "For lo, as soon as the voice of thy salutation sounded in my ears, the babe leaped in my womb." And as we mentioned in a previous broadcast, the Greek word for babe in the womb and babe in the manger is exactly the same word. You can tuck yourself into the fact that you're taking a fetus and destroying it. No, you're murdering a child. It's just that simple with God. And now for the next few verses, we see the tremendous spiritual depth of a young teenage girl here. Listen to what she said. Verse 46, "Mary said, My soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior, for he hath regarded the low estate of his handmaid. For behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed. For he that is mighty hath done to me great things, and holy is his name. And his mercy is on them that fear him from generation to generation. He has showed strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. He has put down the mighty with their seats and exalted them of low degree. He hath filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty." This talk is coming from a young teenage girl who certainly does know the scriptures. She goes on to say in verse 54, "He hath holden his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, as he spake to our fathers, to Abraham, and to his seed forever." And it goes on to say that Mary abode with her 3 months and then returned to her own house. Well, the message for Mary was just giving her marching orders for what God wanted her to do. And she said, according to your word, that's the way it's going to be. And that's what God would like from us as well. Make this your prayer. Teach me thy will, O Lord. Teach me thy way.
Teach me thy will, O Lord. Teach me thy way. Teach me to know thy word. Teach me to pray. Whatever seems best to thee, that be my earnest plea, so that thou drawest me closer each day. Teach me thy wondrous grace, boundless and free. Lord, let thy blessed face shine upon me. Heal thou sin's every smart, dwell thou within my heart, grant that I never part, Savior, from thee. Teach me by pain thy power, teach me by love, teach me to know each hour thou art above. Teach me as seemeth best in thee to find sweet rest, leaning upon thy breast, all doubt remove. Teach thou my lips to sing, my heart to praise. Be thou my Lord and King through all my days. Teach thou my soul to cry, be thou, dear Savior, nigh. Teach me to